Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, August 7th. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's South Carolina headlines. A former commissioner of the State Department of Transportation has been sentenced to 45 days of house arrest, probation, and a fine after he pleaded guilty to obstructing an investigation. John Hardy was sentenced today. Prosecutors said Hardy told a contractor to delete emails as federal authorities were investigating him for potential bribery. He was not charged with bribery after prosecutors said they were unable to find evidence of a scheme. State regulators have severed ties with the consulting group they hired to help them set prices that utilities would pay for power generated by independent solar farms. The Post and Courier reports the Public Service Commission voted to drop Pegasus Global Holdings after the commissioners accused the firm of withholding information about the company's connections to Duke Energy and Dominion Energy, South Carolina's largest power providers. The decision to end the contract comes after complaints from lawmakers, environmental groups, and the state's solar industry. The PSC said it will begin to look for a new consultant soon. The city of Columbia mulls over proposals aimed at curbing gun violence in the wake of two mass shootings and a racially inspired threat at a local school. The State News of Columbia reports Mayor Steve Benjamin and the city council held a closed-door meeting yesterday to discuss proposals with the intention of voting on some of them by mid to late August. Benjamin said the panel discussed policies that would make it easier for authorities to confiscate guns from an owner who's been deemed an extreme risk and penalize any unauthorized person who carries a firearm within 1,000 feet of a school. State officials are once again pressing the federal government for $200 million in fines levied against the Department of Energy after it missed deadlines to remove several tons of weapons-grade plutonium. The Aiken Standard reports the move comes a month after negotiations between South Carolina and the federal government collapsed. Under federal law starting January 1, 2016, the Department of Energy could be fined $1 million a day for up to 100 days per year for each day the agency failed to process or remove plutonium at the Savannah River site. About 12 metric tons of surplus plutonium remains at the site. Authorities say a mechanical failure is to blame for a tour boat stalling in Charleston Harbor this morning. The Post and Courier reports nearly 150 passengers on board the Spirit of the Lowcountry were transferred off the boat to Patriots Point without incident. The State Department of Natural Resources and Charleston Sheriff's Office assisted in the rescue. No one was injured. In a battle of secret sauces, a federal lawsuit alleges a former executive of the company behind Duke's Mayonnaise stole recipes and corporate secrets and gave the information to a competitor. The lawsuit was filed in federal court in Greenville August 2nd. The Easley-based company claims a former vice president of sales who was terminated in May sent recipes and pricing formulas to his new employer, Knott's Fine Foods, based in Tennessee, using his email. And a deputy in the Midlands has been fired and charged following accusations of sex crimes against a minor between the ages of 11 and 14. Richland County Sheriff Leon Lott told the State Newspaper of Columbia he fired now former deputy Derek Vandenham immediately after learning of the charges. A judge set Vandenham's bond at $10,000 and ordered his internet access restricted and that he wear a tracing device. That's it for your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.